We want to talk to Bill Joseph, who I've had a great time getting to know. We've been talking about downtown. You were at the Opera House Stage Company for a little bit.
Oh, well, that was a little bit of our past, yes. Yeah. I know we talked about the fact it's being remodeled, and I think that's kind of neat. And but I go way back in the old movie theater. We called it Harry's Flick House when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, because Harry Haynes and his wife owned it and ran it. And I remember watching... Romeo and Juliet. And back at that time, Mrs. Haynes was so worried about a little nudity in the show that we kids had to all line up at the phone and as we bought our tickets, and she'd call our parents and talk to them about if it was all right to go on into the show. So,
oh my goodness, what a story, Bill.
That's a ways back.
I'm so glad that Bill Joseph again from Alito here, and we're glad you're here to share that story. And you really credit that and your experience with cancer to the proactiveness that you took with your doctor. But let's start over. Tell us your story, Bill.
Well, back in August of 2023, I had a PSA reading that was out of the normal range. And I really give credit to my wife. My wife is a registered nurse, Molly, and she was very specific about my healthcare needs as well as her own. So all through the years, I would get an annual PSA test because she was very specific. She said, when you go in and have your general labs with your annual physical, ask for the PSA test. So I had a history, and that's very important. That's one of the messages I want to share with men because you have to know what your general trend lines are with your PSA readings. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of death in men behind lung cancer, and one out of every eight men in America will get prostate cancer. And if you have a relative that has had prostate cancer, your chances raise to 25%. So it's a very common but curable type of cancer.
Do you think, though, that men sometimes stay away from that test, the PSA test, even though it's a blood test, because they're afraid of the results? And staying away from your doctor is the worst thing you could do.
It absolutely is. Yes, I think men generally want to stay away from tests of any kind, you know, and health concerns. But knowing early gives you many options, and that's what I've experienced in my trip through this path with prostate cancer.
You made a good point before we went on the air that you've got to be your own advocate when you're talking to your doctor. You really got to make yourself number one and the battle that you're going through number one.
Absolutely, because you do get options. And prostate cancer testing, the PSA, prostate-specific antigen test is what it's called, can give you variable readings. And that's why trend lines are so important. When I went to my urologist after we realized I was in a position that I needed to take a very direct look at this, he said that the trend lines are what really matters. Generally, men run from a reading of 1 to 4 on a prostate PSA test. But if you exceed that level 4, you should be looking for specialized help.
Bill, because you were proactive, because you asked the right questions, what did that mean for you?
It gave me confidence. You know, it made me feel like I had, a good route to go. My urologist told me that in my specific condition, that I have a 90 to 95% success rate of beating this cancer. And yet, when you see that it's the second leading cause of cancer death in America in men, that's because of not catching it in time. And so it's very important that we take a look at these PSAs. One of the things I experienced was from the moment I went to my urologist, it basically took 4 full months of testing that I had to go through before I could actually get to treatment. And so when you have cancer, there's fast moving cancer and there's slow types of prostate cancer. And I think all cancers are this way. You're kind of on a time clock. Once you find this, you need to get to addressing it.
But Bill, the positive thing is you are still undergoing treatment, but you're improving. You're on the road to complete recovery.
Absolutely, yes, yes. I had 28 radiation treatments back in February through March 15th, and I'm on hormone therapy, and that lasts for 6 months. It's an injection that I get, a 3-month injection each time. The hormone therapy reduces testosterone levels, and which is the primary food source for prostate cancer. And so we reduce that source of energy for the cancer. And then, of course, the irradiation damages cancer cells, you know, that you're going through. But one other step I had to go through once I had my biopsy that showed that I had cancer, I had to go through a full body bone scan and a full body MRI scan. They were with a nuclear type thing. They injected a radio isotope into my system, which highlights cancer cells. But they were able to say this is contained within the prostate. And if you have that condition, you're much better off than if it's left into the lymph glands, the bladder, other parts of the body, the bones, and things like that. So that's what's important. It's important to catch it early, and when you have concerns, you need to act on those concerns.
Bill, why is it so important that people call 309-582-5666 right now, or come downtown to the radio station and give to Relay for Life, even if it's just a couple bucks?
Well, it's important to support the cancer movement, because one of the things I experienced was that I'm living or surviving off of techniques that have developed over the years. I've lost a grandmother, I've lost an uncle and an aunt to cancer, and especially my grandmother back in the day, there was nothing they could do for her at that time. And so many things have been developed for all forms of cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, et cetera. And in my case, prostate cancer is one of the more treatable type of cancers. So that's a beneficial thing for me that I'm going through, and many other people have a much more difficult road to hoe, especially if you come in on the game late.
All right, Bill Joseph of Aledo. Sir, thank you so much. We're glad to have you here this morning. Thanks for being part of the Relay for Life Radiothon, and I wish you much success and remission very soon.
Well, thank you, Terry. I enjoy coming. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you so much, Bill Joseph. And